Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite episode of...
Wait.
God damn it. No, what are we doing?
Hey, guys, welcome to Head Empty Intrusive Thoughts.
Your favorite podcast where we talk about the dumbest... Shoot. Can you play Waters? Ooh, yeah. And...
Who are we with?
I'm Kevin.
Live Zoo Cameras.
Licia.
Lou.
Okay. Licia, you talked over me.
Lou. Jackson.
And as you can probably tell, our heads are empty and we just talk what we're thinking. As is the case with me most of the time.
Is that how it works?
I think so, but y'all tend to not like what comes out of my mouth. Penguins are stupid. They smell so bad.
So do you. What's wrong with you? Why do you hate penguins?
Because they're cold.
Did you know they're going to go extinct because of the Willow Project that Biden just approved?
It's probably going to be your fault.
Also, polar bears.
I love polar bears.
Yeah, they're going to be gone.
Also me. I single-handedly...
I'm
going to
place you there.
This is boring. They're all sleeping.
One's just Blair Witching it into a corner.
I love Blair Witch. That was such a good movie.
That movie is terrifying.
That movie is great.
No, it's terrifying.
I loved it.
Are they just supposed to stand there? Like, what are they? Are they just sleep standing up?
I think. I don't know. I don't know how penguins work.
What do you think of Blair Witch, Kevin? Or Jackson?
Sucks.
It sucks? No. Why do you think it sucks, Jackson?
Boring. Nothing ever happens.
It was not boring.
Stuff definitely does happen.
I watched it with I watched it with a friend. I thought it was very exciting.
Do you think it was real?
No.
I did the first time I watched
it. I thought it was real. I guess maybe
you
it could have been scary. Yeah.
I just watched a Pitch Perfect 2, and there's this.
Oh, I hate that one.
There's this scene. I thought it was hilarious. There's this one scene where Fat Amy is doing her solo to Bumper as she's trying to walk across the road. And there's a part where, like, the car, like, honks at her to try and get her to cross the road. And they get into an argument. And as she's crossing, I was just hoping for a truck to hit her.
Oh, my God.
I was just thinking that was so funny.
Why? Like, Mean Girls?
Well, that, and I was just thinking, like, what movie would y'all want to see, or, like, TV show scene or something like that, where it would just make the scene movie better if someone just got hit by a car?
I think if,
I don't know.
Star Wars,
Final
right before Kylo Ren and Rey kiss.
If they both just got hit by, like, a
if
TIE
one
fighter?
Of them, yeah, if one of them went out, I'd be so happy.
Alicia, what'd you say?
I don't know.
Interesting answer.
Like, Final Destination. The more deaths, the better.
All of them die.
I know. That's the whole point.
That's why no one will drive behind a logging truck anymore.
It's Jackson. So funny.
I think in It.
I wish you guys would see it.
Like, if all of a sudden It was just, like, hit by a car if he was on the road.
When he was doing the dancing scene and a car just comes down from the ceiling.
What was the question?
What movie or, like, scene, TV scene or something like that would make it so much better if someone just got hit by a car?
The Bachelorette.
Here's your 30 bachelors.
That would be pretty funny.
But Jackson, you never gave us an answer.
My answer would be like a Batman movie.
See, but that's too realistic.
Yeah, true. That's a bad answer. The SpongeBob movie.
What is that? When they go up on land?
No, underwater.
Also, what body part would y'all cut off if you had to?
Nothing.
No, like you gotta cut off a body part. What part are you cutting off?
My ears.
What?
Why?
I can still hear. I don't really need.
No, not really.
You're out of the holes.
I'll have holes.
Create two new holes.
It's because I watched American Horror Story, and in that they like cut off the ears.
So you think he'd look
no,
cool?
No, I was just saying, because I've had all the body parts, it's like I don't want to cut off like any toes, because then I'm unbalanced when I'm walking. Same with hands. Maybe
but
like
your ears, you can't hear.
Maybe like my pinky. No, because your ear canal is like inside your ear. My hearing would just be a little bit like worse.
Yeah, but the reason why you got it going out is just so that like you can gather the sounds.
Yeah, it's fine.
Cut off my head. Probably like a toe.
Yeah, a toe.
I think my pinky.
Pinky?
No, isn't... Well, I guess you could get, like, a prosthetic.
But I don't really need my pinky.
What do you do?
Yeah, that's kind of useful, man.
Interesting. I was just wondering.
I mean, it's definitely a lot different.
They become a Simpsons character.
What books did you guys have to read in school?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
I didn't have to read that.
Yeah.
I was supposed to read that, but I didn't.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
1984.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit 451
Never
or
read
something.
That.
Ooh.
Ooh. Into the Wild.
Great Gatsby.
And
The Outsiders.
You guys had all the basic books.
Wow.
My junior year English teacher gave us really interesting, Into the Wild, and then I actually can't remember the name of the other one, but the other one's also really good.
I forget the name of the book, but I think I remember the character's name. It's Okonkwo. If y'all know that name. I had to read back in Texas. It was about people colonizing Africa.
Yeah, that makes sense why they made you read that in Texas.
My junior year teacher, we watched the Black Panther in class and we wrote a paper about it. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and we had a product review project, right? And I reviewed a Bob Ross lunchbox that I had that at the time I kept weed in.
Oh, my God.
I can't say that, but I had a Bob Ross lunchbox and I did the review on that. And that's when my teacher started liking me.
Yeah.
Did you include of what the contents were inside of it?
No.
In your... No?
No, well, yeah.
I thought that's why the teacher might have liked you.
I guess I talked about...
Oh, my God.
The lunch I had in it. I did.
Sorry. This is just about books from, high school. Apparently, the city I grew up in banned Huckleberry Finn.
What?
The K, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry of Mice and Men in 2020 because... quoting them, it said, cast black people in negative, hopeless, and secondary roles, and all but one are written from the lens of a white author.
I mean, understandable, but, history is history. That's why they got in Looney Tunes.
Aren't the books fiction, though?
Yes. I think of Mice and Men as based off of something.
I get why banning some of them, but also I think that it's important to, hear about stories where, the writers were racist.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was interesting because I didn't know about that till now.
I mean, I don't get why banning Huckleberry Finn. Because I feel like
what
that's
about?
It's about a boy that runs away from home and he meets a runaway slave and they become friends. And the, what is it, Huckleberry, he joins up with the slave and kind of equates his own troubles of, I ran away because my dad wouldn't let me go to the store on my own.
Yeah.
To the slaves. My master beat me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Other book I had to read was Catcher in the Rye. I love that book.
Never read that one.
I love Hamlet.
Never read Hamlet.
Hamlet is so good.
If you've seen Lion King, you know Hamlet. It's the same thing. But...
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. True.
So many Disney films are based off of Shakespearean works. I have a question for
you. Have you guys ever seen the movie? Hold on, sorry. This is related to what we're talking about. Have you guys ever seen the movie that is that the ride Splash Mountain is based off of?
No.
What is it called?
I don't know what it's called. But it's banned because
it's racist.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
That's why they're also changing it to Princess Tiana something.
Well, at least it's Princess and the
Frog. So many people are mad. They're like, no, or Splash Mountain.
Woo. It's old anyways. Have you seen that ride? It looks so gross.
How, pathetic do you have to be to care that much about a ride at a theme park?
Yeah.
A multi-billion dollar company, too. They're going to change it whether you like it or not.
Disney does not care about anything. We need to have the people decide if Virginia is the South or not.
It sounds bad, but I think the worst of countries over there, or states on that side of the...
They were all together a country at one point.
Virginia's
fine, bro. Below Virginia is trouble.
Everything from Nevada on up until New York is just not good.
It's the whole country.
What?
Yeah, it's the whole country.
What are you talking about?
In my mind, I will be they're probably racist or homophobic.
So the entire... From Pennsylvania to Colorado, everything up and down is all racist.
I'm not saying that they are racist. I'm saying that that's what I think about when I if you bring up a
that is the most Californian perspective I've ever heard.
Unless you're Colorado, then I'd be okay, never mind.
That is the most Californian perspective that I've ever heard.
So Colorado is all good.
Colorado's good.
Because they have weed there.
Name another state.
South Park is based from there, so we got to keep it.
Yeah,
dude. New York's so open.
No, wait, hold on. South Park's from Colorado, and you're saying that Colorado's okay?
Yeah.
South Park is the most racist.
No, it's not. I love South Park.
It is the most racist.
She's a black woman. She gets to decide. You told her she could judge a minute ago.
No,
so.
Yeah, I'm judging, and South Park is not racist. The whole point is that it's making fun of people. It would probably make fun of you, Kevin, and I would laugh.
100%. I would laugh my ass off.
My favorite episode is the Michael Jackson episode with Blanket.
Where he touches Blanket, kids.
Blanket. Or Kenny in any episode.
Oh, Mysterion.
What TV show do you think would best portray you?
South Park.
They'd have fun with you, Alicia.
What show would represent your life, Kevin?
Represent my life?
Or like,
or just what you. Would what would like portray me best in their show?
Sure.
I think Family Guy would have some fun with a
God.
With
of course
me.
You would say Family Guy.
It'd be funny.
Parks and Rec. Parks and
Rec. You choose Parks and Rec?
Yes.
I'd want to that be Malcolm you. In the Middle.
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers.
Like, I think Louise or like Gene.
I okay. rescind my answer. Malcolm in the Middle. Okay, I have a good one.
All right, what's up?
Okay, phones down. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tune in. Would you rather be on death row for a crime you didn't commit, but and the most important person in your life is free, but they committed the crime? Or be free, but the most important person in your life is on death row for a crime you committed?
Second one.
First one.
Yeah, first one for sure.
Why okay. do you want the
Explain
second one, Lou?
Explain your answers.
Because at least I got away with it.
Is someone you care about?
Are we talking like a real bad crime?
Can I like go?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, they're on death row, so they probably like killed like
mass
several
murder.
People. Killed
you know
several
what?
People.
Because at least I got away with it, so I could continue, and I could watch their death.
And get some kind of sick pleasure out of it.
I never said that.
Why would? I mean, yeah, but why would you want to watch their death?
I don't know.
If I care about them that much, I would be fine dying for them.
It's the most important person in your life.
Yeah, I'd be fine dying.
Same.
I don't know.
What about you, Alicia?
I'd probably die for them.
So too everyone here is sane except for Lou.
I'm too narcissistic. I got things to do.
Like commit more crimes.
Yeah. Serial killer.
Don't kill us, please.
Would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time or by people who complain all the time?
I hate this question because both annoy me so much.
Complain. Yeah, I'm surrounded by both.
Huh?
What'd you say, man?
Really?
I'm already surrounded by those people all the time.
Both.
Bragging is so annoying, sorry.
Complaining is so much worse, I think.
Bragging is so annoying.
I'm assuming we're talking like small bragging and small complaining.
No, I'm assuming like big complaining and bragging.
I mean like on small things.
It's all
so I think that makes it so much worse.
It could be whatever.
Just like anything.
I'd much rather be
all the time.
With a bragger.
I complain all the time, so I could deal with it.
Yeah, I feel like I could deal with complaining.
You know, I hate complaining. Absolutely despise it.
Have
what kind of parents?
Have you been around a bragger before?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just.
Would you rather fight 200 third graders or a bear with sharks for arms?
Live sharks?
Yeah.
200 third graders?
Yeah.
Sharks.
Bear. Do I get a weapon?
Bear shark.
Bear no.
Hand. My bear hands.
No
bear.
Weapon. I mean, okay, maybe say you're stranded and you have, like, pieces of wood or something.
I could take 200 third graders. I could take on a small army.
A bear.
You could not.
Yes. Of third graders, dog?
Third graders are, what, 8 years old?
Seven.
I feel like...
That 1 year makes a difference.
I feel like with the bear, I could probably...
Not every third grader is going to be seven. Sorry.
Some are seven, some are eight, some are six.
Well, some third graders can be, like, more, like, stronger... You know, than others.
Yeah, but they're a child. I'm 21.
Okay. I'd rather fight a bear because it's like...
You're nine.
Like a black
grade.
Bear, you just fight back. So it's like
oh,
you can
yeah.
defeat that.
You're
a brown
nine in third
bear.
Grade too.
Huh?
You're 9 years old in third grade also.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Still.
And then, like if it's brown, you just like lay down and it goes away. And then it wouldn't be a polar bear, so...
I mean, what if it is?
Well, it won't be.
It won't be?
No.
Do y'all think... Who wins in a fight, do y'all think? A gorilla or a grizzly bear?
Grizzly bear.
Why?
A gorilla.
A gorilla.
Did you not remember the capuchin monkey discussion we had a while ago? You don't think that would beat a bear? I mean, not that, but think of a bigger that.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, I'm still adamant on my capuchin monkey stance.
Should we bring one in?
I really want to.
Just for me to fight it?
Yes, bro. You get shredded to pieces.
No, dog.
Your face would be on the ground.
No.
When you'd walk in. It would be off of your body.
I might be a little maimed. I would kill the monkey.
I really just want to lock you two in here.
And then, like... And have a debate about this topic.
And then, like, no. You and the monkey in here. See who survives, because I swear to God, I think it's going to be the monkey. The monkey could easily rip your face off. That's the thing.
I can easily rip the monkey's face off.
No, you can't.
Yes,
you
I can. I can squish its head.
No, you don't have nails like the monkey.
I can squish its head.
No, you don't have nails like the monkey.
Still.
Sorry.
Since we're, like, getting violent, what would be the best non-weapon to bring to a knife fight?
Non-weapon?
Non-weapon?
Frying pan.
That's a good one.
Answer.
As you can deflect
a stainless,
it.
Like it has to be a certain type of frying pan. I'm trying to remember the word.
Cast iron?
Yeah, that.
That'd be too hard to swing.
I think a metal pipe. Like, not too long, but like I could use like a bow staff type of thing.
Yeah, that's good.
A hollow metal pipe.
Crutches,
yeah. That'd be pretty good.
I was thinking like a metal trash can lid, like Captain America style.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What medieval weapon would y'all want?
Wait, Alicia, what's your answer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking like a hatchet or something.
That's a weapon. A
way bigger knife. You know, knife. Quotations.
That's fair.
Still a weapon, though.
Use that you can use that in the forest.
Yeah.
Do we do the
machete?
Heist? Machete, yeah, that could be. It's also in the forest. That's more of a jungle thing, actually.
Yeah. What medieval weapon would y'all want to have in a fight?
A sword.
No, like what would you think would be fun to have in a fight?
A sword.
A sword.
Yeah, sword would be fun.
Oh, what about like a flail or like a mace or something like that?
I don't even know what those are.
Are the only medieval weapons y'all know are swords?
Sword.
A mace is the thing with the spiky ball on the...
Oh, okay.
And then a flail is the spiky ball on a chain on a stick.
Well, okay, that did pop into my head. So yeah. I guess a mace, yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. Do we do the heist question?
What heist question?
If we were all doing a heist...
Hello, hello, can you hear me? Okay, I unplugged my mic, sorry.
No, we didn't.
If we were all doing a heist, what would it be? And what would each of our roles be?
So where would we be robbing?
Yeah, that's the question.
I think Kevin would be the getaway driver just because I don't trust him being like stealthy.
No, quiet. I'd be the distraction.
Okay, wait. We haven't even... Where would we be robbing?
Yeah, first things first.
Eureka.
No, should we do like a legit place that
okay,
we could
fine,
rob?
Yeah.
We're going to rob this bank on Fifth Avenue.
Should it be a bank or like
You want a place with lots of money and low security. And restaurants, banks don't have that. Jewelry stores.
Robbing a restaurant seems crazy.
It's also, they do not carry a lot of money. The most they have is like a couple $1,000s,
yeah,
and that's
so.
It.
So are we going for big time or like?
I mean, I think a jewelry store would probably be the best option.
I
like
think
a mall
museum.
Jewelry store.
I kind of want to rob like the National Geographic.
We could do a.
And
like a
take
big one.
What? Dinosaur bones?
A one big thing.
Yeah, I sell them on the black market for a lot.
Okay, so that's...
Take, like, a big statue, too, or something.
Yeah, you gotta be able to take it out and move it.
Like the crown jewels or something.
There's a natural history museum in Balboa Park.
So oh, yeah, I've been to that.
That's
cool.
Our target?
Yeah.
That's our target?
Yeah.
Okay, what are they at? What do they have there?
I don't know.
Are we taking bones, or are we taking a
picture? I think we gotta take some bones.
Well, if it's history, they probably have,
documents.
Like,
I don't
Do you think they have a T-Rex head? I bet they have a T-Rex head.
Yeah
probably. It's a history museum. They gotta have some kind of T-Rex head.
Still a T-Rex head.
That'll be our mark. We'll take that.
Okay, so who would play what role?
I can get rid of the lasers.
So you'd be our hacker?
I can be stealthy.
Do you think you can just walk through the lasers? Walk around them?
I could be stealthy and quiet.
I mean, yeah, you are
and
a dancer,
I know how to pick
so you
locks.
Know how to, like, you
yeah.
know, be graceful.
I know how to pick locks. Careful.
I'd be the distraction.
I can do a lot of computer stuff.
You could be, like, a person on the outside shutting down the cameras.
Yeah.
And, like, getaway car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think Kevin... Well, and then we'd have to regroup to move the things.
True.
How are you guys
no,
get
me
them
and,
well,
and
I could be
could do it.
A dinosaur, the T-Rex.
Yeah,
head.
We got it.
We have to bring,
to see you
we have
guys
to bring
try
rollers
to...
in and get it on the rollers.
Yeah. Oh, y'all
we
can pretend
bring,
to
like,
be janitors or something.
Custodians. We have to have a second car, though, to be on the other side and we roll it out of the door.
We'd have a big giant truck, like... connected to the back of the museum where they get like shipments.
I'm telling you, I'd be the distraction driving in the truck that is.
Are we sneaking or doing like a big thing?
Is this at nighttime?
We're
night.
Not assaulting the museum.
I thought it was at night and we were sneaking in.
Yeah.
So why do you have to distract anyone?
Because there's still security guards in the museum.
No, there is not. I doubt it.
I mean, like, even if there is like a couple,
we sneak past them. We need you to, like, well.
That's why Lisi is there.
We need help what? Getting the stuff.
I'd be the muscle.
We're all helping get the yeah. stuff, and then there's two getaway cars.
Lisi can be, like, outside, like, acting like she's having trouble with, like, the car.
Yeah.
Like, the front, and like, causing a big scene.
And she's looking at the
but
cameras
then she's supposed
we have earpieces in our ears.
Yeah. So you guys will be able to do what you have to do.
I feel like we should do this question with a bank, though, just because there's, like, specific roles in a bank, kind of.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Next
and it's like and it's like a traditional scene that like actually is a thing, you know.
Yeah, so we're robbing the bank.
The crew, the gang takes on a bank.
Okay. Heist. Yes. Okay. So there's usually a lead person, right? Like
yeah.
that's saying their speech.
Yeah.
And then there's like a guy like pointing the gun. I don't know what are the roles. I don't even
there's
know.
The guy that like starts the robbery
right,
by like pointing his gun at someone.
Maybe
or
give, maybe.
Yeah,
gives
like,
off a shot.
You know, something like that. Starting a threat. Grabbing the attention. There's someone who... Usually people like start like screaming and stuff. So like people who restrain some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one person's like getting the money probably.
What?
Can I get the money?
You're collecting the money.
Well, I mean...
You'd run off with the money without us.
No, I wouldn't.
We need to have multiple roles. Be honest.
Can like I flirt with like the main guy?
Yeah, multiple roles. We gotta get into the vault. There's something in the vault we need.
Oh,
to
I can pick locks. I'll do that.
No, they're gonna open it for us. You're not gonna pick a vault.
Wait,
lock.
I'm so confused. What kind of bank are we? Like, are we sneaking in or are we like confronting the
no,
person?
No, we're going in and we're going. This is a bank robbery.
Oh,
like
okay.
a traditional, you know?
Can I hold a gun?
Yeah, we all have guns.
We all have
okay.
guns.
We all got the Glocks.
I think we need more than just Glocks.
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah.
Can I have a machete and a gun?
Okay, so...
Yes,
machetes,
sure.
Dude.
We're in there. Who's off? The lead? Who are we deciding on the lead person to do the speech?
I'll do it.
No.
I'm down.
Yeah, sure.
Who's, like, the scariest in our group?
I also think Jax would have... We would all have masks.
Yeah.
Like a ski mask. So.
Can we dress as, like, clowns?
Clown yeah. mask, like,
I mean,
in
we'd
Batman?
Probably look, like, scary.
We should all get serial killer masks.
Of
can
different
just,
serial
like,
killers?
I'll be Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I'll be Jeffrey Dahmer. I'll get his actual face.
Can I be Ted Bundy? Actually.
You would.
Actually, I want to be like the killer from like Hush.
That's a good movie.
That guy's yeah. terrifying in that movie.
I'll be
Can I be SpongeBob?
What's that one guy? Michael Myers.
You say I said I was Michael Myers. We could have two.
Can we all be Michael Myers?
We can. One can be the actor Michael Myers, and then one is the killer.
No, that's dumb. Sorry.
All Michael Myers would be kind of sick.
Yeah.
Like in Baby Driver, where they all have the actor Michael Myers mask.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I love Baby Driver.
I think we should. Okay, well, we're all wearing, you know, disguises. So.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I think Jackson could be scary enough.
I'll do it.
Do you have a scary voice?
Yeah, I can do it.
Do it right now.
No, I'm not doing it.
Do it right now. You gotta really role play this right now.
Can you freestyle a little bit? Like a tiny bit?
You gotta get the bleep
button. Do you want me to be like,
hey,
welcome to blah, blah, blah bank. Do you want to make a deposit? Do you have an account here?
No, it's not. You do. You go. Okay, you ready?
No.
We roll. You ready? No.
Which one's the bleep button?
It says.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
I don't see no bleep.
Maybe it's the next one. Go to the next one over.
There it is. Okay.
All right. We all rolling. Ready?
Okay.
This is a bank robbery. Get on the ground.
Do what he says. Get now.
You. Get all the money in this whole place and put it in the bag. That's about it.
That's pretty good. Lou, your turn. Give us your bank. Lou, give us.
No, this was like a taking turns thing. I just know that Lou, that wasn't that good.
We're auditioning for the
role. I do not want to be the lead.
That was my line.
I don't want to be the lead either.
Okay, now you're the vault picker. You're leading the bank. You're following the bank teller to the vault, and you're talking to him. What do you say to him?
Oh, hey,
show me to the vault.
Lou, go.
I don't
want to do this.
Lou, do it.
No, I'll just say I have a gun behind you. Like,
Lou, come on.
Just like
what a
the back of their head.
Say, show me to the vault. Come on, let's see it.
Let's hear your intimidating bank speech.
I don't have like an intimidating voice.
Well, you don't gotta.
If you want me to not do it without, if you want me to do it without the bleeps, I'll do that first. Give you some.
I don't want to do it at all. Can Lisa go before me?
No, it's your turn, man.
All right, Lisa, give us your hacker.
What?
Like, you'd be, of course you're in the bank with us, but you also have the computer, so you're the one. You're watching the security.
Why would I be on?
You're watching the security systems while you're, we're giving your cover.
This is a different situation.
No, but I mean, we still need someone to watch the security stuff.
But we're just barging in. Like, it's a heist.
Yes, you have to be in.
But you gotta monitor the police.
Wait, I feel like Kevin should be the main guy in the front to make a distraction. And then, like, one of us, like, just slyly, like, threatens another bank teller so the other ones are distracted.
But they can, okay. All right.
Then we go in.
What? The cops are still going to show up.
Yeah. We need someone to watch the cops.
A timer. You gotta time how fast the cops come.
Okay. And so
you got to prep. And then that's how much time you got for the whole thing.
What if, like,
We'll be ready, right?
What if one of us,
Jackson,
like, works
does
there?
The speech. We're restraining some people. Some people start calling the police.
Someone has to stop the security guard.
And then we'll get away with it because, like, they won't know what we look like.
All right, Lou, what would you say
unless,
to Lou?
Hey, it's less likely that I feel like it's less likely that the cops will show up right away if we shoot everyone.
Okay, I feel like because I'm...
You gotta have hostages.
No.
To be honest, I'm shorter. I feel like it would not be good to be defensive, you know? So I feel like I would have to... Like, I would be the one who, like, is threatening the bank teller or something like that. You know? One of those.
You're getting the money in the bag.
Yeah.
That's fair.
What am I supposed to do? Can I be shooting everyone behind you?
No.
I mean, you can be like backup.
You can be the tough one that's like always kind of slapping people around.
Yeah, you're the one pistol whipping everybody.
Okay, perfect. Someone just speaks sure out. Someone tries to reach for their phone, I'll shoot them in the leg or something.
Yeah.
When the cops get there, you're the one with the hostages talking to the cops. And you're like, I will.
No, I don't.
You shoot
then,
these people.
I don't want to be there when the cops show up.
Okay. It's getting intense now. There's 1 minute till the cops arrive.
No.
Oh, God.
Is the vault open yet?
Yeah, it's opened. We've got a decent amount of money. There's still a lot left.
We've got to go through the sewers.
Can we bring the people with us? Can we make them hold the money? And then take them with us?
I thought they were dead.
The cops aren't there yet. We just got to get away.
Okay, perfect.
Everyone, come grab extra as much as we can.
You get whatever money you want.
And then we rush
it. Ooh, we bribe all of them. We'll give them all money so that they don't tell on us.
Stop, no.
Our car, because we already prepped.
That would never work.
Yes, it would.
Our car is parked across the street, right?
Our car, because we already prepped, is, you know.
Is it already running?
It's, no. So we need to account for that.
So I'll shoot the cops.
So if we're all
we're in the car.
Oh, my God.
If we're all close enough.
Lucy, you can, like, you know, create barriers to prevent them from being able to get in, you know.
What is that? How would I do that?
So you, like, toss stuff over, like, push things around.
Like a grenade, like, through the window?
No, that's not exactly.
The getaway cars across the street. If we have enough time, grab as much as we can.
I want to go through each of us.
And then we grab the car and we drive it to the parking garage where we parked our getaway car.
Yeah.
We also have to switch, like, disguises just in case we get pulled over.
Yeah.
So disguises.
Maybe we'll have, like, a van.
And we'll have, like, an unmarked car, you know.
Maybe we'll have, like, a van, though, that there's, like, sorry.
No, we just go.
Like, in the van, we could put the money, like, under, like, the rug or something, or, like, under, like, the part.
And we'll get to our hideout or whatever.
Yeah. Where's our hideout?
Under a bridge.
Is it like Utah?
Could just probably be some like house like that's like abandoned or something.
Yeah, I like that.
Like a crack house?
No, I mean.
I mean, it gives Lou the opportunity to shoot all the crackheads.
Lou would probably kill all the crackheads.
No, exactly.
You just said that you would kill all the innocent people in the bank.
The only reason I kill the people in the bank is so that there's no witnesses and there's no trouble of the cops being called right away.
There's cameras.
The cameras are shut down. I thought we shut down the cameras.
Dude, there's buttons in the bank.
That's why I need to kill everyone before they press the button.
No, that happens instantly.
Yeah.
You don't get away from that.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
They realize.
I think we should go through our own individual bank robbery plans. Or what we would rob.
I don't know how we would do it. Group improv. Yeah.
Except somebody doesn't want improv.
What do you mean?
I don't know. We were just like, not improv.
I'm good at doing like improv. Like if I was on a stage, like that's fine. But like not like just
the
like,
world is your stage.
No, I meant like we're just chatting, you know?
Like we do on a podcast.
Yeah. Funny Nemo.
Well, take us out, Kevin.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Head
Empty Intrusive.
We have been your fabulous hosts. I've been Kevin.
I've been Licia.
I will be Lou.
I shall be Darth Vader.
We'll see y'all next week, all right? See you later. Bye.
Bye.